Welcome to Outspoken Voices, a podcast by and for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer parents, people with LGBTQ parents, and everyone else who is part of our family journeys. I am your host for this month, Emily McGranahan, and I'm the East Coast Regional Manager with Family Equality Council. Today, I am joined by several special guests. Kaylee Fry is the National Program Director with Collage, and for anyone not familiar, Collage unites people with LGBTQ parents and caregivers into a network of peers and supports them as they nurture and empower each other to be skilled, self-confident, and just leaders in our collective communities. Courtney Faria is the Western Region Program Manager with Collage. Mary Folk is a member of Family Equality Council's New England Advisory Council and is a first-time Family Week participant. Tanya Agnew is the chair of Family Equality Council's Midwest Advisory Council and a many-year attendee of Family Week. And Samantha Price is a member of Collage's Youth Advisory Board and also a many-year attendee of Family Week. So if those introductions didn't give it away, today we are talking about Family Week in Provincetown, Massachusetts. It is the largest annual gathering of LGBTQ-headed families in the world. This year, Family Week is July 29th to August 5th. So to get us started, Kaylee and I will share information about what our organizations do during Family Week with tips for new and returning families on what they can expect this year and how to prepare. Then we will ask our other guests some questions about their experiences at past Family Weeks, why Family Week is important to them, and why they have decided to attend. So let's get started. Family Week is now in its 22nd year. We expect another year of close to 500 families from all over the country and around the world. Family Equality Council and Collage work together to create a week of programs and workshops, events, and just generally fun for everyone, from the littlest kiddos to teens to adults with LGBTQ parents to parents themselves. There is a space and fun for the whole family. So thank you for everyone who's listening that is joining us in Provincetown, and everyone else, we hope to see you next year. This is a truly meaningful thing that you are doing for your family and with your family. I know this firsthand. I first attended Family Week with my mom when I was 13, and it was the first time I met anyone else with a family like mine. And I can honestly say that it absolutely changed my life. So I just want to start by thanking all of the parents and caregivers who make Family Week a priority for themselves and certainly most very importantly for their children. So for those, what you should know about Family Equality Council's registration with Family Week? Well, first things first, make sure you are registered. Everyone registered with Family Equality Council gets an orange bracelet to wear all week, and that is your ticket to our events. When you arrive, head over to the Provincetown Inn to check in or register on site for any of our last minute deciders to attend or any of our procrastinators. Don't worry, you can still register on site. If you can't get there on Saturday or Sunday, you can go to the Family Equality Council storefront location by the town hall. And a partial week registration is also available. So when you register a check-in, you'll get a welcome bag and a program book, and that program book will be your guide for events, sponsors, and others who support the week. You can also download the Family Week app through our webpage for the schedule and other information. During the week, you can get updates on the app or in the Facebook group. So there is a Family Week Facebook group, and that will give you information about any inclement weather, and because of that, any event cancellations or changes. All you'll need to know will be through that app, that program book, and the Facebook group. And also, anyone in need of ASL interpretation should have indicated this in your registration form, and you will be connected if anybody is not sure that that was part of their registration. Please contact myself or Kaylee. We'll make sure that ASL interpretation is available. And we also have photo shy badges for anyone who doesn't wish to be in any of our photos, and you can wear those badges all week long. So I often hear, what does a Family Equality Council registration include? And with that, why register at all? Isn't Family Week just a general themed week in Provincetown, and why isn't it all free? Well, every event, venue, craft, performer, and all other support is planned and paid for by Family Equality Council. All of our events, we are creating and providing. So those registration fees are kept as low as possible to cover what it costs us to organize our events at Family Week. And registration includes then access to all Family Equality Council events that don't have an additional ticket. So included in that registration are things like our moms and dads gathering, littles gathering, we have a family dance, a parade, affinity gatherings, like our single parents gathering, differently abled gathering, and transgender and gender nonconforming gathering, beach campfire, PJ movie night. I mean, I could just go on. There's a lot of things that are really included in that. And it is important to know that it's important for us that we know who is there. So one of the reasons we really want you to register is because we just want to know that you're there. We want to have the correct numbers and know that we are also providing and growing our programming as best as we can and is meeting all of our families' needs. So as I mentioned, for anybody who's only able to come for part of the week, there is a partial week registration. And if registration is a financial burden on anyone, they can just reach out to me and we can talk about scholarships and waiving that registration fees. Really, we just want to know who is there and we want to make sure that you're having fun. So as you come, you can register and pick up your materials at the Provincetown Inn or throughout the week, Monday to Friday, you can stop by. We have a storefront right by the town hall. That is your spot for late registration or partial week registration. It's also your spot to buy your Family Week t-shirts all week. That's also where the Lost and Found will be. And on Thursday and Friday, donate a photo will be there. And you can go to that photo booth where you can take some fun photos as a family. And every photo that is part of Donate a Photo, $1 goes directly to Family Equality Council. So we're thrilled to have Johnson & Johnson doing Donate a Photo with us again. That is going on from July 19th through the end of August, but during Family Week, that's the perfect time to be sharing some of your gorgeous photos on the Donate a Photo app and then to be, or to be stopping by the storefront and getting that photo taken. So we will have a link in this particular podcast information on our page, but we hope that you will donate the app and support LGBTQ families. Additional events that are not part of your registration that have additional tickets are a zombie tag that's happening on Sunday, which is partially a fundraiser for Family Equality Council. There's also a group whale watch that we're all doing together on 2 p.m. on Wednesday with the Dolphin Fleet Whale Watch. There is a really exciting and special screening with a conversation with the director of the movie Very Sordid Wedding. So director Del Shores will be with us for this really special fundraiser and fun event. And that's happening at the Water's Edge Cinema. And we're really excited because the Center for Coastal Studies, the National Seashore, and Provincetown Public Library will also be doing a whole host of really fun events throughout this week. And all of their events are either free or have a small donation that they request. But we really love working with these local in-town partners to be supporting some of their great programs as they do a great deal to support us and our families. And this year, we've got some great children's programming of our own. We have HBO Kids is back with programming in the morning for 3- and 4-year-olds. Theater camp is happening at the Provincetown Theater for ages 5 and older, and there's still some spaces left in that, and that is extremely creative and so much fun. I'm so excited for this one. And Whale Camp, we were partnering with the Center for Coastal Studies, and that is actually now full. So all of these different events are all listed in that program book, but also online right now on the Family Week website on our draft schedule. So I encourage everyone to visit there if you want to know more information about any of these events or how to register for these unique ones. And also, we are thrilled to be working with Collage again to create spaces for our families. We will be partnering again with Collage for our Monday movie screening. This year, we are showing State of Grace, which is a documentary, and then they're with a Q&A from the family that is featured in the film and the director. We're really excited about that. Thursday, we have the annual teen panel, and we're working together again on this really special event. And for the first time, Family Equality Council is joining Collage at the annual Family Field Day, where new families and returning families will be able to meet and make new friends and share advice. So we're excited to be working together for that as well. So we have a great week planned. We've got a lot of fantastic sponsors. I encourage everyone to go to our website and look at the program book and send thanks to some of these sponsors. They're really participating in some meaningful ways with giveaways and crafts and just some really, really contributing to the content of what we're able to create this week. So there's so much more I can talk about, but time is really flying past, and I want to make sure everyone is included. So please check out the Family Week website and the Family Week Facebook group for additional information about packing recommendations and travel recommendations, all of that. We can answer those questions. We'll provide some information, but also importantly, as part of that Facebook group, it's a whole community of other new and returning parents and youth participants who can give advice and share some recommendations. So there's a whole resource out there for all of our families. So I cannot wait for the 22nd Family Week. And now I'm going to hand it over to Kaylee, who's going to talk more about the really fantastic and exciting things that Collage has planned this year.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Emily. So yes, as Emily said, my name is Kaylee Fry. I'm the National Program Director for Collage. And Emily and I have been working together for months to plan Family 2017, and I cannot wait. It is right around the corner. Just for a little backstory, I met Emily as an adult Collage volunteer about 6 years ago, and I'm now so honored and excited to be planning Family Week together as Collage and Family volunteer staff. Thank you so much for having me on the podcast, Emily. So before I jump into everything Family Week, let me just give you a quick backstory on Collage and share what's unique about Collage at Family Week. So in case you don't know, Emily kind of shared a little bit. Collage is the only national organization by and for people with LGBTQ plus parents and caregivers, or Collagers, as we like to call ourselves. So Collage started in 1990 by a group of youth who had LGBTQ parents and saw a need for a space where they could talk about their own experiences and create community through developing safe and empowering spaces. So now, flash forward to today, we continue that legacy at Family Week by providing a day camp for youth ages 7 to 18 plus. One thing that's extremely important and special about our camp is that it's made entirely by and for us, people with LGBTQ parents and caregivers. All of our volunteer staff who travel from all over the world to be a part of Family Week are also Collagers. So we have volunteer staff traveling from as far as Italy and Israel to volunteer with Collage and support the more than 200 plus Collagers at Family Week. So this year, we have some exciting new updates that I can't wait to share with you all. One of them is to make it easier for parents to explore and enjoy all that Family Week and Promise On has to offer. We're now scheduling Collage's day camp as a block of time. So that means you'll only need to drop off your Collagers at the P-Town Inn in the morning and then pick them up later in the afternoon. In addition to our new block schedule, Collage will also be providing a catered lunch to all of our youth participants Monday through Friday. And don't worry, parents, we're sending all of our youth's dietary restrictions to the P-Town Inn and box lunch. We'll be catering our lunches. Another fun new update is that at registration on Saturday, July 29th, and Sunday, July 30th at the P-Town Inn, Collage will be handing out our own new program books for Family Week. Within those program books will be a plethora of information about Family Week, including Collage and FEC's schedule, bios about our volunteer staff, information about our larger national work, and a special autograph section in the back for all of our youth to capture each other's information and stay in touch for years to come. We hope this new program guide will be a staple for all of our Collagers at Family Week, and it'll be a keepsake to capture all of those amazing memories at Family Week this year. As of right now, Collage's Day Camp at Family Week is completely full, and we are so excited. It has been many, many years since it has filled up. So right now, we're adding youth to our waiting list. If you want to join the waiting list or have any questions about any of the updates or programs at Family Week, please feel free to email me directly at Kaylee, that's K-A-L-E-Y, at Collage, C-O-L-A-G-E dot org. And I'll be happy to fill you in on all of our new updates and also add you to our Family Week newsletter to keep you as updated as possible. For all of our parents and older Collagers, we'd love for you to join us Monday from 4:30 to 5:30 at the P-Town Library for a special Collagers Unite gathering. On Tuesday, we have a parents and leadership level donor gathering from 3:30 to 4:30 at a special location, which I'll be happy to tell you if you email me, an RSVP. And then Wednesday, we have an event from 6 to 8 p.m. at the P-Town Inn for all families interested in supporting Collage at Family Week for years to come. So to learn more about Collage, please feel free to visit www.collage.org and click on our Family Week tab under programs to learn more about our events at Family Week. You can also text Family Week, that's one word, to 51555. Again, that is Family Week to 51555 to receive text message updates about Family Week directly from Collage. Thank you all so much, and I really can't wait to see you at Family Week.
Thank you, Kaylee. I'm so excited for the wonderful events that Collage has planned, as always. As Kaylee mentioned, I was a volunteer that worked with the elementary age youth with Collage for many years, so I very well remember the truly just thoughtful, loving, and inspiring work that goes into each and every Collage workshop and program, so I'm so excited. And now I'm going to ask some questions to our guests, who bring with them a variety of experiences with Family Week as parents, youth participants, volunteers, and even one newbie who is coming for the first time. So thank you all to our guests for being here. We're tight on time, so I'm going to keep an eye as I ask you some questions, so just please bear with me. So the first person I want to ask is Mary, who is our newest Family Week attendee. You're going to be attending for the first time this year, so I'm really excited to know and interested, what made you decide to come? Why this year?
Thank you so much, Emily, and you all for having me on the podcast. I'm honored to be a member of the New England Advisory Council as well. My family and I have known about Family Week for a long time. It's long been on our radar. And last summer, we had a babysitter named Grace, who had been an intern at Family Week and had also gone to Family Week with her two moms many, many summers. And she pulled my wife and I aside, and she said, "You have to go. This is going to be the time of your children's lives, and it's such a valuable resource and just a wonderful experience for all involved." Another reason we decided to come is I have a 10-year-old and a 7-year-old, and I felt like they were of a really great age to take in sort of all of the meanings and resources and connections that they would make in Provincetown. And they would be of an age where they could really build friendships and build an understanding of what it means to be a part of these networks.
Go ahead.
I think after the election, too, I'll be more honest, I think I really wanted to be more involved, and it just became much more profound for me to think about ways to build resources for my children, to make sure that they have a number of different connections and friendships and extended family members and people that would support their development and upbringing, that would make them feel loved and cared for and part of a much larger network. And to be a part of a place that they could come back to year after year. Those are some of our many reasons for attending.
Yeah. So what are you most looking forward to? Or have you also talked as a family to maybe what are your kids also most looking forward to about attending Family Week for the first time?
I think, we're bringing two other families with us. There are two other lesbian couples, and they have young children, and we're staying in Truro. I think just the opportunity to have 5 days, a week to spend time in Provincetown with families like ours and to make these sort of intimate connections and friendships and then sustain those after we leave as well. And then I think also learning more about resources for our families and information gathering for our families to take with us in our day-to-day lives after the event as well is really vital.
So after, we're next going to be speaking with a bunch of our veteran participants. So do you have any questions for some of the veteran folks on the call or any questions that you have about Family Week as a new participant?
I think we're so excited by all the activities. There's so much to do and to see. I think sort of what advice would you give a new family? How do you take it all in? How do you navigate all of these events? What have been some of your most impactful takeaways and resources? And how do you sustain these connections after you leave?
Those are some fantastic questions and big ones. Yes. I hope everyone puts those in your head and thinks about them. But right away, we're going to actually talk with Courtney, who you participated as a youth in Collage Programming and Family Equality Council programs for many years, and then you volunteered as a facilitator with Collage. So you have this really wonderful, rich history. What does Family Week mean to you?
Yeah, so I've been coming to Family Week since I was 10 years old, and now I'm 27. So that's 17 years, which is pretty amazing. Family Week means a lot to me. It's hard to sum it up in a little sentence, but it's just so amazing and honestly a little overwhelming in a good way to be in a space with hundreds of families and youth and adults who are part of LGBTQ families. It's where I found my voice, strengthened my story, some of my best friends, and a lot of my mentors. I'm really thankful for this space, and that's why I came back as a volunteer staff, because I know that space, Collager space and space with FEC is really important for our families and for Collagers, and there's nothing else like it. I've never found any other space like it. So I came back as a volunteer staff to hopefully provide that space for other youth and for adults on staff, and that's why I'm, working with Collage now as well, because I just know that it's so important and unique.
So what do you have a favorite part of the week or a favorite event or something that really sticks in your memory?
I think that something that was always so powerful for me was definitely the teen panel. Just hearing voices within my own community when I was a youth, being so strong and talking so, strongly about their families and about their experiences, and giving advice to each other and to younger folks, and just the community that makes is really amazing. And also at the end of the week, we do a variety show where all of the youth get to show off their talents and the things that they've learned and what they've been doing for the whole week. And I think that's a really amazing event as well. Just, seeing all of the work that we've done all week and the community that we've built all week, kind of in a showcase at the end of the week with both the teen panel and the variety show. It's really amazing. And it always makes me cry. I'm a crier, so I love those events, and I just think they're so powerful.
I completely agree. I have memories of those as well, and can say that I was for many years in the variety show in the drag performance. So I know how fantastic, I think we both remember it. It really, those are some fantastic events. So what advice do you have for youth who are maybe returning or new to Collage programming? And then also kind of similar advice for parents who maybe have youth participating.
Totally. My advice, I have this classic Collage story where my family signed me up for Collage programming or Family Week story. And I did not want to go. I was so upset. I was like, I can't believe you did this to me. I want to be on the beach. I want to just hang out. I don't want to go meet new people. I hate this. And my parents had to drag me kicking and screaming to the programming. But I was welcomed by some really amazing and gentle and sweet staff, Collage staffers at the time. I remember Meredith Fenton and Beth Tepper were both there, and they just welcomed me so sweetly and brought me into this amazing space. And at the end of the week, by the time I was done, I had so many new friends. I had made so many new mentors. And I was kicking and screaming because I didn't want to leave. So just trying to have that perspective of that it's really scary to make new friends, and that it's a new space, but it's a really powerful space. And it's a space that everybody is trying to make new friends, and everyone's trying to make new connections. And even for returners, I know I always made many new friends every year. So just knowing that, everyone's looking to build community, and that we're all in it together, I think. And in terms of parents, I think, just being really good allies to the space, because Collage is, for Collagers. And we are all Collagers because of our parents, and that connects us. And so just making sure that you are, being a good ally to the space by encouraging your youth to go and, letting them come to one day if that's what they want, and seeing if they like the programming or things like that. And also, my parents would always say when I was younger, they would always ask me, what are you doing in programming? And, you know, that sort of thing. And we were, when I was a teenager, and I didn't really like to tell my parents things, but just knowing that they are getting really amazing things out of it, and that even if they're like, nothing, we did nothing, that they're getting something out of it, I think, and I hope, because I know I did, even if I didn't want to tell my parents everything I was doing. I guess that's my advice, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I also remember that very well. The limited sharing, but knowing that I was certainly a lot was percolating in my head. So thank you. I want to talk with Tanya and ask some questions for you, because you have also been coming to Family Week for many years, similar to Courtney, but as a parent. So what is your favorite thing about Family Week?
Sure. Well, first of all, we're in Indiana, so coming to a progressive town, it really, Family Week allows us an opportunity to kind of exhale and just be together with others who understand our family, and we don't have to explain, you know, yes, we're married, we're a couple, you know, we don't have to do any of that kind of thing. And it's such a wonderful time for us to reunite with old friends that we've made over the years and also meet lots of new families, like you said, from across the country and beyond, you know, which is really cool that people come even internationally to come to this week.
And so you kind of touched upon this, but there's a lot of things that you could be doing. There's, I'm sure, you know, many vacation spots closer to home. So why is Family Week, why is this a priority for your family?
Family Week and any of the other Family Quality Council events that we've attended have truly been life-changing experiences. And I really am not overstating that. And I know, I think, Emily, I think you used that kind of phrase when you were talking about your experience coming to Family Week when you were young. I remember our first Family Week when we were walking down Commercial Street, and my wife and I were holding hands, and we had our youngest, who I think was 8 or 9 at the time, and he turned to us and just excitedly said, all these families have 2 moms or 2 dads. He was like so thrilled, and the look on his face was just priceless. So we make it attending a priority because it's so important for our family to be able to connect with other LGBTQ parented families. We are fortunate in our particular community to have a handful of families that we are already connected with, but it's so great to go see, you know, a wide variety of family makeups and to be able to take that week away, and the week away at Family Week provides us with confidence and resources that we need to take back to our town so that we can be advocates for ourselves and for, you know, other people that maybe can't go to Family Week or can't be out for whatever reason. It's really just a reminder that no matter where we live, that we're not alone. You know, there are people out there that can help, that can point you towards resources or just be there to talk if you need to.
Mm-hmm. So what would you say to someone who is maybe on the fence about coming or is maybe just learning about Family Week for the first time?
I definitely would say to do it, to make the time, start saving. You know, if it's going to be a little bit tricky financially to start saving, you know, maybe you can't come next year, but maybe you can come the year after. You'll be incredibly thankful that you did, and each member of the family will take home really wonderful memories. You'll make fantastic connections with families. You know, our youngest has friends from all over the place that he has stayed in contact with. And I really truly feel like you've heard already on the podcast that these are friends that they will keep, you know, probably a lifetime. So I wouldn't sit on the fence too long. I'd make the leap and do it.
Great. Yeah, I actually, funny enough, I attended a wedding of a friend who I met at my first Family Week back in 2003. So yes, there are certainly these are some lifetime connections. And Courtney, I similarly met way back in 2003 as well. So do you have any advice for new families? So what are some things that you think that as a family very familiar with Family Week, someone's new and coming for the first time, what should I know? Maybe events they should check, things they should pack, whatever sort of comes to your mind.
Well, first of all, I would say, and you've said this already, is to get registered. I know there were a couple of things that we missed participating in our first year because we didn't get registered for everything ahead of time, not realizing that the activities do fill up at some point. So that would be one thing. The other thing is I would say, you know, Mary talked about, you know, there's so much to do. How do you know, you know, what do you do? I would really recommend just participating in as much as you can and introduce yourself to as many families as you can. It will be amazing how many people you meet and connections you can make. And there are folks, you know, on the ferry ride over last year, we made friends with a family who lives an hour away from us that we had never met before. So that was really cool. The other thing I would say is do not miss the beach campfire and absolutely do not miss the Pride Parade. The parade itself especially is one that always moves me to tears because you're walking down with all of these families like yours. There's just this, you know, kind of overflow of love and people are coming out of the businesses and clapping and cheering us on. And it, well, you can probably hear the emotion in my voice right now just thinking about it. It's just incredibly moving. So just do all that you can. Participate in all that you can. And if you need a time for a nap, take the time for a nap, but come back, you know, and check back in with other events.
Thank you. Absolutely. So our we're going to wrap up our sort of asking some of our new and veteran families some questions by asking Samantha. We have some questions for you. So you are a many-year participant in collage programming at Family Week. What is your favorite thing about collage programs?
Yeah, so I think that I've been coming to collage for about 8 years now. And I think that definitely my favorite part of collage is what's called a collage safe space. Safe space. And so what that means is basically everything that's said here, we use the terms everything that's said here stays here and everything learned here leaves here. So it's a very open space where you can talk about anything and no one will tell anyone, but the things you learn, you can share to others. And I think that safe space and just being able to talk to people who really understand is probably my favorite part of the collage programming and the Family Week programming.
So why is Family Week important to you?
I think Family Week is definitely important to me for many reasons. I think that just having somewhere where I learned what it really meant to have this kind of family, because when my mom came out, I was very young and I couldn't quite wrap my head around it. And I just didn't understand why my family wasn't like the others and why everyone seemed to be confused when I said I had two moms. So to go to this space where other people would inform me and teach me and show me that this is a good thing and that different is good and that I shouldn't be ashamed or embarrassed, I think that was a really important thing to me. And keeping the connections with those families and friends and amazing staff that showed me really the way to be okay with my family, I think keeping connections with them is really why we prioritize Family Week.
Great. What would you say to someone who has not participated in collage programming before? Or attended Family Week in general, and what would you say to that new person coming possibly for the first time?
I would say you definitely should give it a try. Sometimes I know it's very hard coming to a new place. I have a lot of trouble with doing new things, but it's definitely worth it. Everyone's so accepting and open, and it's really just an amazing space to be a part of. Collage and Family Week really helped me find who I was as a person and be comfortable with myself. And I feel like being around these people that are in the same situation as you really like boosts your confidence and teaches you who you are as a person. And so I think that it's would be amazing for you to come and check it out, even if it's, if you think it's going to be hard for you. It's definitely worth it just to see all the amazing people that you will meet.
Thank you so much. And I completely agree. So I thank you all. I really think we got some really fantastic nuggets of advice and excitement, and hopefully for anyone listening, getting a better sense of what Family Week has meant to some different families. And I know, Mary, one of your questions you had asked was, so this is a lot. I mean, we talked about this is moving. We, you know, we heard it's life-changing. You know, it has meant a lot of things to many people. So how do you digest that and take that? What can you take home with you? And I really agree that, you know, it can be a moment or an opportunity to feel re-energized in our activism or just in the confidence and loving security of our families. And certainly with both Collage and Family Equality Council, I know we do many different events, both in person. We have this podcast. We do sometimes other online trainings and other programming, that there are other opportunities outside of Family Week to be connecting with other LGBTQ-headed families. So I encourage anyone who's maybe new to learning about what Family Week is all about or not able to join this year to, you know, reach out to me or get in touch in general with Family Equality Council, and we can help connect you to other local groups. The Family Week Facebook group is a great hub to reach out to other people. There are over 2,000 people who are part of it, so it's a great space to connect with people, learn a little bit more, and maybe even getting tips on, you know, travel or, you know, the affordable ways to get there or where to stay. You know, it's a really great space to be asking those questions. And for anything, including for anyone who is attending or considering it, the draft schedule is online currently, and you can find that at familyequality.org/familyweek, all one word. And so there's lots of information there. I encourage everyone to also reach out to me at any point. My email is also on that familyequality.org/familyweek web page. And through those connections, through meeting people in person and at other regional events, I think that builds that online community and then hopefully in-person community to stay in touch. I think a lot has changed in the way that our families stay in touch from the days when we were exchanging our AIM screen names. I think that there's been some really great different changes. And so I see a lot of community now being built, not only in person, but also online. So come find us or find me and I'll help you find others. You know, we really just want to be connecting everyone. Kaylee, any other thoughts that came to your mind after hearing some of the great responses from our guests?
Thank you, Emily. I just wanted to say thank you all so much again for being a part of this podcast. It's just the plethora of stories and responses and questions I think are fabulous, and this is why we come together. We come together to build community and to really be a larger family, and I just am so glad to have you all in community and to really support Family Week in this way. So I can't wait to see you all at Family Week.
Agreed. Yes, it's coming right around the corner. So for everyone who is joining us, we will see you on July 29th to August 5th. It's another big thanks to Kaylee, Courtney, Samantha, Mary, and Tanya. I can't wait to see you all so soon in Provincetown. And if anyone who is listening has any questions, feel free to contact us. Our information on how to do that will be in the show description or again at familyequality.org/familyweek. And I know on Collage's website as well. And again, thank you to all of those listening. Thank you for joining us. And until next time, remember that love, justice, family, and equality is what brings our families together.